This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Buildings by Design. Here's Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach. I'm Clark Johnson. That is Coach Bruce Dick over there, fresh off of victory last night, as the Lampkin basketball team knocked it out of the park with a big win last night. Coach, how are you this morning?
Doing good. Well, you're always good after a win.
You are always good after a win.
Fun night at in Fort Collins High School. And
you're tough, game. You're good after a loss, too.
You try to be good after a loss.
You're not a crabby man the next day. You're good.
It's funny with coaching. The emotions after winning probably aren't near as high as the emotions after losing.
I completely agree with that.
Fortunate to have more wins, I'm going to give credit to the Erie Tigers last night.
They
play hard, you know, and what they hadn't done, what they did do last night that they hadn't done when I have watched them on numerous films, they made some shots. And it came down to getting pushed in the second half, and our guys responded terrific in the fourth quarter.
14-point lead at the break, but they cut it to three in the second half.
They did cut it to three at one time.
That makes you think on the bench. When they cut it,
Clark.
I'm looking at you right now. When they cut it to three, did you go timeout?
I took four timeouts before the fourth quarter started.
Did you really?
Which
in
is
the third
highly
quarter?
Unusual. Okay, I think I won the first half and maybe three the third quarter. Not sure exactly. But yes, just trying to stop some things, some things. And if obviously those first two timeouts in the third quarter didn't work out very well.
You bet. Your big guy, Luke Wagstaff, goes for 30.
He came out strong. Yeah,
30.
He did.
Yep.
He did. And defensively, we finally started getting more boards and dominating the boards late. That obviously leads to some, you know, winning percentages.
Absolutely. So a good win there, 76-58 Broomfield on Friday. Are you on the road Friday?
We are on the road Friday.
Ooh,
at Broomfield.
Tough place to go play,
it
I'm
is.
Sure. So, that'll be interesting. We had on our broadcast last night, Platte Valley and University out at Platte Valley High School. Kind of went the way I thought it would. We're going to talk to Desmond Williams, the stud out at University today on the program. Desmond's going to be on about 10:40 with us.
So the player of the week last week?
He was. Our Norfolk Iron Metal player of the week last week, Desmond Williams. Our Norfolk Iron Metal player of the game last night was Zach Wymura, the point guard for...
Zach's a quick kid.
He's getting good, too. And I thought, Bruce, he's a 13, 14-point-a-game guy. He's getting 19.5 a game this year.
And
so he with Max Sink, that's a really good 1-2 punch.
Yeah, it is a great 1-2 punch. And we had talked about this yesterday.
Sure.
You know, leading up to your game last night, when Max Sink touches the ball, whether he scores on that touch or not, they just seem to be a more complete team.
You bet. We're going to have Zach Wymura on the show tomorrow. So Zach's going to jump on and talk about his team and about running the point for Platte Valley. See where they line up. I haven't really been able to figure out where Platte Valley goes in this mix, but they are 3A come playoff time, and that's a big lift for them. I think they can be.
They'll be very competitive.
Final
in 3A.
Eight, maybe final four
so.
Team in 3A.
We'll have them and Highland, obviously the Highland Huskies, out of this region.
I like the Huskies a little better there, to be honest with you. I know the Huskies lost to UH. It wasn't one of their better games when they played UH, and I know Pete wants that one back. But I just think Highland's going to be good enough at the end of the year. They're just a more complete team, I think.
I think they're a little deeper.
Yeah, I completely agree. Depth is kind of a big thing there. So Platte Valley wins 63-55 last night, so they get the victory. Not a conference game because you had 4A against 3A last night, so we'll see. But conference games are coming, folks. University's going to get Res Christian coming up. And how about on Thursday, Platte Valley is going to number one Faith Christian. And I haven't seen Faith Christian number one in a number of years, but they're top of the coaches poll right now. So for Platte Valley, That's going to be an interesting run out to Arvada to face Faith Christian.
And Clark, when they reclassified going with the six classifications, if you were just kind of a fan or even a coach like myself and you go look at all the different classifications, sure, and you say Faith Christian, my mind audibly goes to 4A.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely it does. Interesting that there's just hanging around in 3A right there. So we'll see. On the girls' side last night, it's something new. We haven't seen Platte Valley girls kind of losing in a number of years. But University got them last night. And I know that's 4A versus 3A. I get all that. And
well, it's still Platte Valley versus University.
It is.
And I think that's something people have to get used to, too, is, you know, we're so used to the rivalries in the Patriot League and other leagues throughout the state that now that some of those rivalries are divided by classifications, it doesn't change the five-on-five aspect this team against this team.
And perfect example of that is the boys' game last night, Platte Valley and University, separated by 4A versus 3A. But you sit in that gym, it's just like old times. Two teams that are pretty much on even terms. So let's get to the scores last night, get to the scoreboard. Want to thank, first of all, Buildings by Design, Travis LeFevre and company out there in Brush, Colorado. They are fantastic. Anything you need construction-wise from the ground up, it is Buildings by Design. Go to buildingsbydesign.com to the website, or you can give them a call out there in Brush, Colorado. 970-842-5837. It is Buildings by Design. All right, scores last night with some of the highlights for some of the coaches that got their numbers in. Highland and Strasburg last night. We had Pete Freeman on the show. He was talking about Strasburg's better than people think. 21-point win last night. 86-65.
Yeah, that was Lou Holtz from Pete yesterday.
He looted. Highland's 8-2 now. 29-13 second quarter. That was the run. You outscore a team, you get almost 30, you hold a team down close to 10 and a quarter, you're going to have a good day. It was time to pay the toll last night, there's no doubt. Hyatt Toll, 27 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. He was 5-11 from downtown. Hyatt Toll, instead of dishing, which he's been doing a lot of lately, he decided to take it on himself last night, and he can flat out score.
Boy, 5-11 from the 3 line, too, that's just outstanding. And
big night.
He is such a terrific athlete. And his, you know, the force he is on the basketball floor is just good for Pete.
I like this team. I can't wait to see the playoffs. We don't have Highland till late. I think we've got them three times late in the broadcast schedule. But,
well, they're a balanced team because they have the guards.
Love it.
They have the athletes that go get the boards.
You've got Hyatt there. You've got Carson and Colton Stanky who just put up numbers. And then you've got Sawyer Morgan, of course, and Hayden Roan caps out the starting five, or at least that's the way it's been. But that's a salty team. I mean, I think they're going to be really good at the end of the year. Brush and Yuma last night. Yuma goes home, licks some wounds a little bit, gets a win over Brush, 52-45. Yuma's sitting at the number 8 spot in the recent coaches poll, so they move to 4-2. Our game, as we said, 63-55. Let's see, where else did we go? Eaton and Berthoud last night, a little closer than I thought. Berthoud 1-5, but maybe like Erie did for against you guys last night, Berthoud brought it, 66-61. Berthoud led 31-30 at halftime.
Yeah, that's just a great effort from those guys. And, you know, we talk about Eaton a lot, and they're off to such a great start. It's going to be really interesting once these leagues start, Clark.
Yeah. 9-1 for the Reds now. And they had played a tough schedule, had some big games in there. Maybe this was one that they just kind of walked through. But 66-61, Reds get the win, move to 9-1. Severance rolls Skyline 83-51. Ty Adam, 22 points, 9 rebounds in the win. Weld Central and Res Christian. And here's what you need to know about sometimes you look at records and you go, oh, they're pretty good. And then you've got to go see who they played. Weld Central was 6-1 coming against Res last night, and Res beat them by 44 points. 77-33, they beat a 6-1 team. So Weld Central, not so much. Res Christian, going to be real tough.
Right. And that's the opposites of, you know, two poles there, that Weld Central, their schedule, Res Christian, their early season schedule playing without their best player for a few games.
In about 6 or 7 minutes, Ruben Lucero, the Valley wrestling coach, is going to jump on with us. But what a program over the years for Wrestling Valley. But we'll get to that here in a second. Northridge beat Fort Morgan last night on the boys' side in basketball, 66-43. Zach Van Soest, the terrific senior over there at Northridge, had 24 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, put up quite a line there. Sterling beats Valley 64-36, so they roll. Frederick does what they do, 86-61. Frederick just going to keep a circle around them. They're going to be really tough in the playoffs.
They're just such a good team.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and they have balance. They play fast. They can dominate a possession if it's a 5-on-5 possession. They are just a very solid, well-coached team.
Mountain View squeezes by Roosevelt 53-31. Senior Gavin Hatch, 14 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists last night. Thompson Valley, who led by 15 at the break, went on to win by 16. They beat Niwot 68-52. Matt Johansson's Fossil Ridge Sabercats, no problem with Brighton. You'll have Brighton on Saturday.
We do. We almost follow somewhat Fossil schedule.
Right, I've been noticing that. Yep.
That we play teams that they have previously played.
81-40, the number one team in the state, wins by 41 last night. Senior Nick Randall, 21 points and 10 rebounds, another double-double for Nick. Your game, of course, 76-58. Fort Collins beats Erie last night. Wagstaff had 30. Jace King had 24 in the ballgame. Pooter beats Loveland 60-48. So Jeff Brubaker's team is 6-4.
Yeah, Brubaker's team is really solid.
Not bad, yeah.
And that's kind of a, it's a 12-point game, which surprised me a little bit because, Loveland's been struggling. But there's another team that when you get them on the court.
Sure, they're going to try.
They're going to play hard, and they're very well coached by Chris Gebhardt.
Rocky Mountain coached by Gallegos team doubles up Prairie View, beat them 90-45. So Rocky's 5-4, Pooter's 6-4, you guys are 7-2, Fossil Ridge is 9-1. I mean, the city teams, every one of them, all four of the big city teams in the Fort Collins area, all above 500 right now.
Yeah, probably the best the Fort Collins schools have been in years, with all four schools putting out a very good basketball product this year.
Absolutely true. We'll get to the girls' scores when we can. We'll come back in a moment. Ruben Lucero, the Valley wrestling coach, going to jump on with us for a few minutes, find out what their season's looking like and what they've got ahead of them before we get to the Patriot League tournament and regionals and state. We'll talk to the Valley wrestling coach when we come back. Clark and the coach from the Allo Communication Studios in Northern Colorado's voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back to the program. It is Clark and the Coach, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a Wednesday here from the Allo Communication Studios at KFKA. Talking a lot of wrestling lately, hitting most of the coaches out here, and very, very happy. Up on the Gould Parts Hotline right now is Valley Wrestling Coach Ruben Lucero. Coach Lucero jumps on with us. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for jumping on with us. All right, let's see if I'm an old man. Let's see if my brain's working right. Ruben Lucero, I know that name. You wrestled at Valley, didn't you?
Yep. I graduated from Valley in 2015.
State champion?
Yeah, I was a state champion in 2014.
There you go. I knew that. Are there other brothers, sisters, anybody else that wears the Lucero name out at Valley High School that's wrestled out there?
No, I'm the only one. I had a little sister that played volleyball and softball, but she wasn't a wrestler.
You're the one. What a program this is. I mean, you go back years, this has just been a perennial top 10 program for sure. And same thing again this year. You guys are rocking and rolling. Talk about you growing up. How did you get into wrestling? When did you start hitting that? Where did you go to I know you went to Valley to go to high school, but college after that, what did it look like?
Yeah, so I started wrestling when I was 4 years old, actually at Valley, the youth program, the Valley Metro program, and just stuck with it ever since. Loved it. Loved the sport. Loved the program.
Coach, is that youth?
And then after high school, I wrestled at TCU Pueblo for a couple of years. And then, here I am.
Coach, is that youth wrestling program still going strong?
Yeah, they have quite a few kids in there. Actually, my daughter's wrestling there now, and it's fun to watch. For sure. I watched like Aiden Trujillo, my heavyweight, grow up through the Valley Wrestling Program, and it's just been a great feeder program for him. It shows a lot of our success.
Yeah,
at the high school.
Coach, talk to us about when the kids aren't with the Valley team, club teams out here. I know there's Grid and Bear Cave and some of these out here. Club wrestling, just that important as it is in other sports for wrestlers?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we say summer work makes winter champions. So,
right.
Yeah, we have kids wrestle for Bear Cave. We have kids wrestle for Mile High. I don't know if we have anybody going to Grit. Or we have American top team, or Colorado top team kids. Yeah, they go all over the place, and I love it. I always tell them to get as much work in as they can from everybody that they can, learn something new, because I don't know everything, you know. And it's cool that these club coaches are out there helping these kids get to fill their goals for the winter.
Coach, tell us about your season so far. What have you really liked what you saw from your guys maybe prior to the Christmas break, and how are they coming out after the break?
Yeah, I really liked the way that we finished break. I think we finished in the top 10 over at the NTCT tournament, second in the small team just behind Eaton. And yeah, I think they're starting to click in. Little rough start, but they're doing pretty well.
Talking with Ruben Lucero, the Valley Wrestling coach here on Clark and the Coach today. Talk to us about the staff, Ruben. Who are the coaches that are on your staff? And then where are you when you need to knock heads with another coach or bounce some ideas off a coach here in the area? Where do you go?
Yeah, so I have a great staff. I love my staff. I'm actually working up in Steamboat right now. I haven't been able to be at practice all week, so I really depend on those guys to help me out, get through practices.
And, sure.
I have Josiah Whaley. He was a two-time state champion from the Valley.
Yep, there's another name, you know, the Whaley name, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so he's on my staff. Love to have him. And then I have John Lopez. He is a state champion at a Buena Vista High School. Jacob Trujillo at Highland. He was a three-time runner-up at a Highland. And then Keaton Samashima is my heavyweight coach. He's a state champion at a Highland as well. And then Kyle Walters, a veteran coach, and he helps me out a lot. He's been a head coach for a long time. He came over, and that's who I really bounce my ideas off of, is Kyle. He helps me out a lot. And then, Tony Massari, me and Tony talk quite a bit.
Sure.
Aaron Quinlan at a Brush. And, yeah, those are the two guys I kind of bounce my ideas off of and talk about Patriot League stuff with.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned a couple of those coaches, but the Patriot League is just loaded with terrific wrestling coaches, is it not?
Oh, yeah, it's stacked for sure. Lots of good talent for sure. A lot of competition for sure. Yeah, I love it.
All right, Coach, you mentioned the Whaley name, Nehemiah Whaley. Is he your number one right now? I've got him at in the buck 57 weight class. The latest I have, this is kind of old, this on the mat rankings from a few weeks ago, but had him at number four at that time. Nehemiah, what is he in relation to Josiah?
Yeah, that's Josiah's little brother.
All right.
Yeah, he's doing really well. He actually dropped down to 150 now.
He did.
But yep. Yeah, he's doing pretty good. We just got to clean it up a little bit. He'll make some mistakes here and there that cost him big matches, and we just got to close that gap and be a little bit more technical finishing matches in those close ones.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question here. This one just kind of comes up in my head, and I'm not a wrestling aficionado, so I'm learning as I go here. But if you've got a kid, you just said Nehemiah jumped from 157 down to the 157 or the 150 class. If you've got a kid that's just into one weight class, maybe he's at 159 or something or 158, are you looking for a way to get him down a couple of pounds so he can go down and wrestle at a lower weight?
It kind of depends. It depends on their body style and stuff like that,
sure.
What they certify for, and if they're following their weight loss program. And then it also depends on just where we're at as a team. Like
sure.
If we have We have JV kids that should be on varsity, but they're stuck behind the stud at a certain weight class. Then we'll try and fit them in somehow. But no, I don't really push the weight cut on my kids at all. I kind of let them decide where they want to wrestle.
Sure.
And wherever they're comfortable is when I see that they perform the best. And if they're cutting a lot of weight and they're hating their life, they don't typically wrestle a whole lot.
That's
it doesn't really work out that way as much as I would like it to.
Who else can we highlight here, Coach? What are the other wrestlers besides Nehemiah? How many wrestlers did you have go to state last year? Anybody state placed?
Yeah, so we have Aiden Trujillo, who's a returning state champion at heavyweight, coming back.
Boom.
And he's looking really well. He's lost a few matches, but to no slouches. He lost to the Wiggins kid, that's a two-time state champion in 2A. And he lost to Matthew Moore out of Mesa Ridge, who's ranked in the nation pretty high. So we've lost to some good kids, and he's just trucking along. I think he'll be able to take another state title this year.
Fantastic.
We got Brandon Hansen that I could see turning some heads. He qualified last year, one away from placing. He's at 120. And then Colby Schaefer, he's never qualified, but he's always been up there. He's kind of had a rough going at regionals the last 3 years, but he's a senior this year. He should be able to get on that podium. Isaiah Manriquez has battled some injuries, and he's healthy this year, so we're looking forward to seeing him down at the state tournament. Yeah, we got quite a few kids that should be able to qualify and see what they can do at the state tournament down in Denver. So we're looking forward to that.
Highlight, of course, is state championship at the Pepsi Center. How much fun is that to go down and spend the 3 days at Pepsi Center?
Oh, it's a blast. I love it. It's the best time of the year for me.
Yeah.
Better than Christmas, honestly.
There we go. See, there's a true wrestling coach right there. That's good stuff. Between now and Patriot League tournament out at Brush, what do you got? Are there some big meets, big duels, or things on the horizon where you're looking at going that? Those will be litmus tests for us.
Yeah, so tomorrow, actually, we'll be down over at Platte Valley, so we'll see them at the duel, and then that'll be a fun one.
Sure.
And then Friday, we go down to Florence for a two-day tournament, Friday, Saturday. And we call that kind of a mini-state 3A tournament. A lot of tough 3A teams there. So we get to see a lot of the top-ranked kids at just pretty much the 3A level. So it's a mini-state is what we call it, and see where we're at.
Coach, looking forward to the Patriot League tournament. Have you been to the Brush facility yet, and have you guys wrestled there?
Yeah, we were there, actually. We had a duel over there. Dual tournament type of deal during the COVID year, and yeah, it's a pretty sweet gym. Looking forward to the competition. Looking forward to see where we land as a tournament team, because it's been different last forever. Just having the crossover, because we're not a very good dual team because we're missing so many weights usually, but we're looking forward to seeing where we stack up against Eaton and Brush and Flat Valley, and be a good competition for sure. Looking forward to it.
All right, Ruben, what are we getting for weather over there in Steamboat right now? You getting some snow?
Oh, yeah, it's coming down pretty good. We got about 10 inches last night.
Wow. Boom. Yeah, welcome to Steamboat. It is snowing here, but we're not going to get 10 inches. So,
I hope not.
Yeah. Coach, thank you so much. Okay, if we jump in with you again down the road as we get into regionals in that time?
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, Ruben, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ruben.
Yeah, have a great day. Have a safe trip back to the Greeley area here when you do return. Thanks so much.
All right, yeah, thank you.
You bet. Ruben Lucero, the Valley Wrestling Coach. So another program that just, God, how many times do we mention the Patriot League and mention?
Oh, yeah.
And every
he,
sport.
He names his assistant coaches. They're all right. State champions, right. Runner-ups.
State champion,
you know.
State champion. Three-time state champion. Yeah. Yep. Completely get it. Ruben Lucero, Valley Wrestling Coach, jumping on with us on the program here. Okay, let's get the rest of the girls' scores, and then we'll get to our Desmond Williams interview, the university senior waiting in the wings. Girls, last night, we talked about it a little bit. University in Platte Valley. University number 4 in 4A. Platte Valley number 5 in 3A. And University takes care of business 54-40 last night. They win by 14. You know the Kravig name? How about Janae Kravig, the sophomore? 12 points to lead the way last night and 6 boards. So a good effort for a university there. Matt Baumgartner's team, the state runner-up, sitting at number 4 with a good 14-point win. Yuma and Brush girls on the Yuma side, 60-47. I've seen that program play. I don't usually get to see Yuma until in the olden days when they would play over at the Budweiser Event Center for the 2A title.
Yes.
They'd be in there against Highland and the likes like that. But, Yuma girls usually pretty tough, too. 60-47, they beat Brush last night. Highland girls in a tough one against Strasburg, 63-60. They win last night as well. Good matchup. Eaton and Berthoud on the girls' side. Chris Love's team, number 6 in the state right now. Berthoud is in at number 10, 56-50. The Reds get the win there last night.
Yeah, congratulations to Coach Love.
Yep. No doubt. Just sharing a little love with you today. Res Christian, number 7, winning against Weld Central on the girls' side, 55-24. And this gal can flat-out play. I've seen her play twice now. Mackenzie Flickema is terrific.
20, yeah, she is a terrific player.
25 last night again for Mackenzie.
Very athletic.
Boy, she's good.
And,
she can score.
You know, terrific. One of the girls that is dual sports.
That's right.
So good to see.
That's right. Volleyballer as well, right?
Yes.
Yep. Skyline Severance on the girls' side last night, 51-23. Severance wins by 28. They led by 20 at the break, 32-12. Fort Morgan and Northridge, ooh, God, I just don't like to see these scores. Northridge 94-14. They get the win last night at halftime, going to the locker room with a 53-5 lead. That's just, as I always say, it's tough on both coaches.
That is tough on both coaches, tough on both teams. Hmm. And, you know, every week we get a few of these.
Sure. Sterling Valley last night. Sterling gets the win on the road, 40-27 over Valley. Roosevelt, number 4 team in the state in 5A, and they proved it again last night, 66-49. Moved to 8-1 on the year. Thompson Valley and Niwot, 78-21. Thompson Valley rolls. 6A games last night on the girls' side. Poudre 53-35 over Loveland. So Poudre moves to 7-4. Rocky Mountain girls, they roll Prairie View 74-30, so they're 8-2. We were talking about the boys' teams being all above 500. So here's Poudre at 7-5 now. Rocky at 8-2. Kirsten Young's team over at Fort Collins, they are 6-4 now with a 45-30 win last night. I got to get out and see her. Sophomore Avery Alcaraz again, 20 more. So, but pretty,
she can shoot it.
Pretty salty player, no
yes.
doubt. But Fort Collins girls win, and then Fossil Ridge wins. So they go to 5-4, and you've got all the city teams at least a game over 500 there. Fossil Ridge beat Brighton 60-30 last night. So boys and girls teams, we talked about it, in Fort Collins area, all four of the big schools, all four are winning right now.
Yeah, both boys and girls, good programs. And, boy, once these city rivals start, we're a little ways away from them. But it's going to be just a fight on the floor every night.
Yeah, boy, that is absolutely for sure. Thank you to my good friends, AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Don Scott, his great staff out there. I mean, 40 years making that the number one store in the region in Fort Collins. They've been doing the same thing now for a couple of years in Loveland, right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower there. Also, if you've got a bigger vehicle, maybe you've got a Sprinter van or a motorhome or a larger trucks or something like that, you need front-end work, go to the Loveland store. They can accommodate you a lot better over there with that big, big deep bay they have. In Loveland, go to Dave Martin. Give him a call, 667-3006. In Fort Collins, give Lance Pickett a call, 226-4477. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, they're taking care of my family. They're going to take care of yours on the road as well and keep you plugging down that highway. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Transmissions, brakes, maintenance, they've got it all for you, and we stand behind everything that they do. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Desmond Williams, a senior out at University High School, stud on the basketball court. We'll talk to Desmond when we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice. It's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right. And welcome back to the program, Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a Wednesday here in Northern Colorado. Coming to you live from the Allo Communications Studios. Last night we were out in Kersey. Platte Valley Broncos on their home court get a 63-55 win over the Bulldogs. But our current Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week is Desmond Williams, the senior stud out at University High School. Desmond's up on the Gould Parts Hotline right now. Desmond, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Fantastic, man. Thanks for jumping in with us right here. Talk to me about, well, let's go last night. I mean, kind of touch and go. You guys came back a number of times against the Kerseyites out there. 63-55, you get 17 in the game again. Talk to us about last night. How do you think that your Bulldogs played overall last night?
I definitely think we could have done way better. I mean, there's always room for improvement, but, like, overall, we work hard. We do our part, but it's just never enough.
It's a tough.
We just need air.
Yeah, Desmond, it's a tough league, though. I mean, every night you come out in this Patriot League, whether it's 3A, 4A Patriot League, doesn't seem to matter. I mean, you know how good this league is. There's never a night off in the Patriot League, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Desmond, you're one of those guys that really could play every position. You handle the ball. You're strong inside. What's your comfort zone as far as, you know, if we go, you know, guard, forward, post, what's your comfort zone? Where do you like to be on the floor?
Honestly, I like being out on the perimeter more just
yep.
because there's, like, more things that I could, like, create for my team, and I just feel like it's easier that way. But, like, I'm comfortable pretty much everywhere. I don't really have any, like,
no favorite spot. I just see you hanging out top of the key a lot. So I think you like to create too. You're a different kind of offensive player to me. You can score 30 on a given night, but you like to dish too. You just as good as you to make a pass as to make a shot.
Yeah, I love passing. I love helping make my team better. I love like the excitement it brings them when they get the ball and they get a bucket, and it like, I love passing the ball.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I enjoy watching you play, Desmond, is you are such a team guy, and you do like to create. Are you on a team this year that probably needs you to score more?
I would say there is definitely times where I need to look and be more aggressive and definitely step up so I could get, like, so that everybody starts jumping along and playing along their roles and stuff. So, yeah. I'd say I'd need to score more, but that's not always the case.
Yeah. Your coach, Coach Irvin, he just brags about you on the defensive side, too. Some nights you'll play against the big guy on the other team. Some nights you'll play against the point guard. You can play anywhere defensively because you're such a terrific athlete. Does that light up for you, too, defense? How proud are you of the defense that you can play?
Yes, I love playing defense. I don't know what the thrill that it just brings me, but, like, just like getting block shots and steals and making the hustle plays just makes me feel just like a lot better basketball player.
Anything better than stealing and pickpocketing somebody near half court and then getting a dunk at the other end?
No, I really enjoyed that.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah, you had a softie last night. I thought you were going to go up and rip the rim down, but you went up and just paid your respect at the rim last night. But terrific stuff. What about, you know, you're a basketball player only, right? Other sports for you or just hoops?
I used to play football, but yeah, I'm kind of a hoops guy now.
When you're not playing on the UH team, are you playing on a club team somewhere?
Yeah, so I was jumping along with 24 Mike Dom.
Yeah.
The Brandon Valdez's team.
Yeah, that's that's coach's assistant. So yeah, know that team. Know that team really well. What about coaches that help you? I know that Bobby and Tanner and Tommy and the guys over there help you, but are there other coaches too, like Brandon Valdez, and that help you with a shot? If your shot's off, is there a guru in town you go to, or do you figure it out yourself?
I'll go to the gym and just kind of, like, work on it and see what I need to do. But, like, there's just some things that I can't see that other people will see. And I have friends that I go play ball with
gyms and stuff, and they'll help me out.
Of course they are. Are you thinking about next year at all? Are you are you getting any shots from any schools right now? Do you want to play at the next level? What does it look like for you when you graduate from UH?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about any other colleges, but I'm definitely trying to go play at the next level.
Yeah, and Desmond, there's so many high school players kind of in your situation or that are definitely good to play at the next level. High school guys are still, you know, paying the price of the COVID period.
Of course.
To where so many of these coaches are going just for, you know, transfers and things like that. But, man, don't give up on it. Somebody's going to come along and you're going to have be a terrific player for their program.
Yeah, and I didn't even plan on giving up.
Yeah, baby. All kinds of ability, dude. Love watching you play the game of basketball, and just keep knocking it out, man. We'll catch up with you soon. Can't wait to see what happens with your Bulldogs down the stretch here. But thanks for coming on today, and go have a wonderful day, okay?
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. That is Desmond Williams, senior out at out at University High School Bulldogs. Bobby Irvin said this guy can flat out defend, and fun. I think the part of that interview right there where he got the most excited was when he was answering the question about playing defense.
Yeah.
That's a guy that can score 20,
boy, every
30
team
points in
needs
a game.
Desmond Williams.
Yeah, there's no doubt. They need a Desmond Howard, too.
Would be good, too.
you're right in my brain there. Yeah, that's exactly right. Thank you to my good friends at Quality Well and Pump, folks. Anything that has to do with water, first, the Big Red Q is where you go. You need to do anything irrigation. They're a great Zomatic dealer. They'll work on any of your products, too. Doesn't mean if you bought it there, any make, any model, they'll fix it up for you in their service department. Water well dug on your land, of course, the Big Red Q, that's where you go. 353-3118, circle them and stick them on the fridge. It is Quality Well and Pump, 353-3118. We're coming back in a moment. Final segment of the program, get to best bets. We may have enough time today for Bruce and I to start to make our NFL picks for the weekend. We'll take a look at those games. The lines, they are a-changing. We'll come back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Bets with Clark and the Coach.
All right, welcome back to the program and get to Best Bets, final segment of this program. Thank you to my good friends at Gould Parts, by the way. Alan Gould and his great staff will knock it out of the park for you. 454-3355, any part you need in downtown Eaton. They're right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. And they'll, any part you need, like I said, they'll get it for you. All right, let's get to this. Let's get to our best bets first, and then we can start to talk about getting into these wild card games a little bit. I haven't decided. Bruce, have you looked at the wild card games and made decisions on all of them yet, or none of them? Where do you stand in that?
Well, I'm leaning, but no final decisions.
Okay, and I'm the same way. There's a couple
it's only
Wednesday
night, Clark.
It's only Wednesday.
And then we have our days correct this
That's
week.
Right. Friday, folks, we will jump in. Maybe we'll get a guest picker from the Good Morning NOCO, or maybe Brady Hull jumps in with us and we get a guest picker.
You know, let's get Brady on, but he loves to save his picks.
Well, I know.
You know, for the number one sports the state.
All right. So let's go best bets first. Yesterday, if you listened to Bruce and I, you went 1-1. I got back on the winning streak, and I just went where I'm most comfortable. I went back to the NHL. I had the Rangers last night against Minnesota. They beat them 4-3, so that's a victory for me. For you, you picked CSU on a night when the Rams didn't really show up.
Boy, what's wrong with the Rams?
8.5-point favorite, and they got run.
At home.
Yep. That's a tough one against Air Force. Yep.
Air Force can be a tough team to play.
Sure, I get
but
that.
But usually they're tough at the academy.
Yep.
You know, on the road, teams can generally handle them in the Mountain West Conference, but CSU's just struggling.
All right, let's see here. Tonight, I am going to stay in the National Hockey League, and I kind of like this one. In fact, I'm going to give you two sides. If you want to parlay these, you can. I'm probably just going to go straight on each one of these. The Nashville hockey team is taking on Toronto. So the Preds and the Maple Leafs tonight in Toronto. Nashville is on a roll. If you go, and I'm going to take Nashville +1.5. I'll tell you that right now. -165 on the line. +1.5. Nashville, their last 10 games, they're 7-3. They've won 7 of them. The 3 they've lost have all been one-goal games. So for 10 straight wagers, you could have had Nashville +1.5 and won 10 in a row. I think they cover that again against Toronto. In fact, I think they might get outright. So sprinkle the money line on there. Also, like the Kings tonight at home, they take on San Jose, who played last night and won. So back-to-backs for San Jose, like the Kings at home tonight. And they've had a number against San Jose in the past. So Nashville, for sure, circle them +1.5. And take the Kings as well if you want to pokey them along for a little parlay action. Bruce, where are you going tonight?
Well, I'm going to the NBA, and I'm going to take the top two teams in the Western Conference, Memphis Grizzlies, just on the money line. Denver Nuggets at home against Phoenix, just on the money line. Now, you know, you lay some money and that doesn't really pay anything. So you got to throw something else in, Clark. So I'm going to throw the over in on the Nuggets game. So I have the Grizzlies, the Nuggets, and the over in the Nuggets game. And that's going to pay. That's +131.
All right. That is it for Best Bets. We're going to talk in the gambling vein here. We're going to talk about these NFL games. Micah, you can kill that bed. Let's get to them in order. And Bruce and I will throw out a little 15 seconds on each game here, what we think, at least early, where we think we might lean in these. Saturday, we get going at 2:30 in the afternoon. Seattle's going to take on San Francisco here. It opened 10. Little bit of money on Seattle to begin. It's down to 9.5 right now. So, but I can't get through San Francisco right now. I think absolutely they're the best team in the playoffs. The best defense for absolutely sure. So I'm thinking of teasing San Francisco. If this gets to 9, I don't think it will. I think it's going to pop back up to 10. But boy, oh boy, right now I'd lay a 6.5-point teaser and get them down to -3, the Niners. What are you thinking here, Bruce?
I'm all San Francisco on this one. Yeah. Seattle's one of those teams that everybody somewhat questions throughout the year. You can go back to opening week when they should have lost to the Broncos. But they were temporarily out of the playoffs until the Sunday night game where Green Bay lost. And I just don't know if they just don't have what San Francisco has. Yep. And I think 10 points is actually being kind on this spread. I go 49ers the entire way.
All right. The Chargers go against my L.A. Chargers, L.A., San Diego, go against Jacksonville on the road in Jacksonville. Chargers opened 1-point favorite. Now they're a 2-point favorite. I'm really having a hard time with this. I don't like to bet against teams that I love. But I really think Jacksonville's the play here, especially at +2. Thinking if I tease them to 8, it's hello doily. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'll leave that one alone. Your thoughts?
This is a tough one. I love San Diego, but that Jacksonville on the upswing with Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
Trevor Lawrence didn't have a good game last week.
Did not.
And they won.
Yep.
I look for Trevor Lawrence to shine in this game. And I think it's going to be a battle of the quarterbacks. But I really like right now I would have to lean toward Jacksonville.
Sunday, 11 a.m., Miami and Buffalo will go. Buffalo, this is the line that's getting out of hand. Buffalo open 10.5. All the money on Buffalo early. 12.5-point favorite. That's tough to lay in a playoff game.
It is, but if I'm going to go one direction to the other, I am going to lay that and take the Bills.
Boy, I'm having a hard time with that one, trying to get through it. So those are the first three games of the wild card weekend. We'll get to the others and talk about those as the week proceeds here for us on Thursday and Friday. Final picks for us, all six games, all going in stone on Friday, of course, as we get to the pick selection on the back half of the show on Friday. Thank you on the program today, Ruben Lucero, Valley Wrestling Coach, for jumping in and highlighting his Viking Vikings wrestling squad, and Desmond Williams, our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week. His picture is up on our website right now with a blurb about Desmond. Thanks for him jumping in. For Bruce, for Micah, I'm Clark. Thanks for jumping in with us, folks. Be kind, hug your kids, and get set for the very best sports talk show on the planet next. It is The Whole Show right here, Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1, 1310 KFKA.